Andrew Bird here on WNCW. I'd love to get a tune out of you before we sort of talk about how your career has evolved so far.
Too excited.
WNCW. It's beautiful. Andrew Bird live with us here this afternoon. And it's just Andrew. I'm not kidding. It's no big band with him. How are you able to make all these sounds? Tell me what you keep touching.
Well, I keep dropping instruments, but I've got a effects pedal that loops about 26 seconds of music, about 8 layers. It's just enough time to create the framework of a song. And then I've got an octave pedal that gets the cello sound.
Right.
And I'm going through an amp. And
which is really pretty high tech, considering you have had sort of an antique-ish sound throughout a lot of what we've come to know as Andrew Bird, that sort of vintage, that hot swing jazz that you were doing, that post sort of 50s, post-World War take that you had there for a while. So is this something new that coming more into pop music you've sort of adapted to? Or
I don't know. I don't remember getting into it. I just knew, because I'm not really a gearhead and I don't like technical aspect of things at all. It doesn't thrill me. But this
Yet your
did.
Foot was just as busy as everything else. Which,
yeah,
I
got to take my shoes off to work these little tiny knobs. But as long as it does what I want it to do, I'm fine with it. But I'm not that interested in the technology.
Right.
But it's so far it's just helping me realize what's in my head, you know. So.
Right. You perhaps would come across as a fiddler to some of us who saw you with Squirrel Nut Zippers, the Zippers, but you clearly play beautiful classical violin. Do you feel more of one label than the other? Do you feel like you play that instrument one way more than the next?
I don't feel any obligation to any particular style. I did grow up playing classical music, but I was playing it by ear, so it was more like an oral tradition for me. But I have to admit, that's what I grew up hearing, so that comes back into my music. But it's been years since I got out any music whatsoever and sat down and played the Bach or whatever.
Right.
But it's in my head, you know, because I learned it, I internalized it at the time.
Sure.
But and when I was with the Zippers, I was in a one phase of many where I was listening to old 78s and I was interested in jazz. And that lasted about 2 years, and then I move on.
So when did you decide you'd play that violin and or fiddle like a mandolin or a ukulele?
Well, I was writing songs, and I'm just, you know, to chord like a guitar. You sit down in your easy chair, and you can just relax and just pluck out chords.
Mm-hmm.
And then playing it through an amp, it sounded... I learned that you can't really get an amplified acoustic sound. You just got to go with the guitar sound. You got to go with like the distorted electric guitar sound to get a sound that I like.
Right.
So that just kind of led to playing. Like, I do a lot of soloing like that. It's just right. Satisfying to me.
You know, Andrew, it's interesting to me too, because you have such a unique sensibility about music. I mean, this is such an unusual sound in some respects anyway. And here you are from Chicago, like this really blues, this historically very blues. Talk about some serious guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Does that, without a doubt, there's lots of different kinds of music happening in Chicago. You're part and parcel to that. But has that had any effect on what you do, or has that led you down different roads with what you're experimenting with on that violin?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I stopped really thinking about it as a violin a long time ago. I just started listening to, you know, when I was into jazz, I didn't like the violin players as much as I liked the tenor players, or, you know, and I would try to play my instrument like that. So I stopped being precious about this particular instrument, a long time ago, and now it just seems... something that helps me pull off what I'm trying to do.
Right. Know? Really stretching the boundaries, I'm sure, of what's inside your head. You play it in so many different ways. We're talking to Andrew Bird this afternoon. Weather Systems is the new disc. Andrew's going to be live at the Grey Eagle. Is it just you, Andrew?
It is just me.
Okay. So is that sort of how you're touring at this point as well? Is there...
For this record, for the next, for the rest of the year, I would think. I still have a band together in Chicago, but the touring outfit won't be back together until it's absolutely necessary.
Right. Well, as much music as you're able to make with one person standing here,
I'm still
not
really finding this pretty liberating at this point. It's still pretty new, and I'm discovering a lot of things that I'll eventually put back into the band context.
Right.
But it's right now, I'm like, it's created this sort of creative, flow for me right now. So I'm into it.
Great. Andrew, do you have another one from Weather Systems?
Yeah. Okay. I actually just started playing guitar recently, so I'm going to do one with a little guitar. And Glockenspiel. You know, Glockenspiel.
Right. That just makes me hungry hearing about it.
Okay. This one, this is where I start breaking stuff.
Listen to?
Oh, this is called Lull, and this is from the new record.
Steam. Start conjugating proverbs where once there were nouns. This whole damn rhyme seems really starting to get me down. Into my tea, and I think I'm so vain. I bet I think this song is about me. Don't I? I'm in love. Oh, I'm in love.
WNCW, that's Lowell from Weather Systems, a new disc from Andrew Bird. I was waiting for you to juggle fire or something. Andrew's playing like four things.
That's next.
Strapped on his back, still holding the bow. Wow. I can see where you just don't need the band. You're able to do it all right here in person.
When I get back together with the band, I'm like, oh, yeah, this feels good again.
You probably shouldn't show them, though, that you can do all this. Are they going to be like...
No, they're okay with it. They're glad I can... Because I'm pretty obsessed with touring. And it's only... That's the big issue. There's... People can't tour like I like to tour.
You need to be out on the road. Yeah. Andrew, your music sort of has a really fantastical element to it. It has for a while. Definitely it did on The Swimming Hour. And it seems to have, you know, sort of bled into this one, too. But somewhat lonely, too. It's kind of got a sparseness to it. You're... Is that reflective of you, or is it sort of a mood you create with the music, but like you're fine with friends and happy?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of struggle to understand a certain tendency I have to isolate myself. I mean, I have a lot, you know, I have a very rich social life for sure, but I tend to like, you know, I recently, like a year ago, moved out into the country and fixed up an old barn, and I live about 3 hours west of Chicago on a farm in a barn.
By yourself?
Yeah. So I tend to kind of go ahead and do what I want to do, not always considering the human factor.
Right.
But so this record kind of deals with that to a degree.
Well, am I missing then, though, that it's aloneness I hear and not loneliness? Is it?
I don't know. You know, I haven't analyzed it that deeply.
Yeah.
Or consciously, anyway.
You include three instrumentals on this new disc, and then, you know, the rest, of course, with lyrics. Mm-hmm. The music, again, obviously keeps you very involved, and it is a big part of where you have done most of your, or so much of your evolution from the different kinds of music that you've been playing, the different interests that you've had. Are the lyrics sort of the aftermath? Do they come after you've figured out what you want to do with all the spare parts here?
I tend to put melody above everything, and I think lyrics are better as to be left to, I like to leave it more to the subconscious than, because if you think about them too much, they become labored and they compete with the melody, and you want it to meld with the melody, you know? I'll rarely sacrifice a good melody for a word that's trying to say what I need to say.
So then you don't really come from the school so much of like the poetry that you need to get to
I really
song.
Respect someone who can do a clear like narrative story song, but that's not really my style. I'm more, I think, surreal. Lyrics are kind of... I do it to entertain myself. And it also, I started writing in the first place because I needed some words to sing. So, you know, it was very practical, you know. Mm-hmm. But then I'd said, I don't want the words to be bad. So
right.
I put a lot of effort into it. And lately, I put a lot of work into the words. But I try not to overblow the importance of the words, because that's when you start getting maybe into pretentious territory, you know.
Right. Andrew Bird, our guest this afternoon here as the Live Drive breaks into this Friday session. I want to ask you, Andrew, there is the Weather Systems is the new disc, and on this release will be some sort of extra material, some sort of video clip or an excerpt.
There's 8 minutes of a longer documentary that we shot last summer about moving away from the city and living in a barn.
I was going to ask you, tell me about that documentary. It's just part of this project, or it's something you can get separately? I mean, how does it relate to the album?
It's being worked on right now for like maybe a half-hour segment or something. But right now it's on the CD. You can watch it on your computer.
Hmm.
About 8 minutes. Just shows you where I live and, you know, part of the recording process.
And so the storyline of the documentary then is just, who's Andrew Bird? Or
I don't know. It doesn't have a chance to get that in-depth. It's just I woke up one morning in my barn and said... Went out to get some eggs from the chickens, and I thought someone should see this. This is kind of, because I've been living in Chicago my whole life, and here I am, you know, in a
barn. Getting
chickens. Yeah, I just had a moment where I was like, someone should see this. This is kind of, this is strange.
Yeah, it's not exactly going running for a latte, is it?
No, no.
Andrew Bird, our guest this afternoon. We're going to hear another one now. New.
Yeah, this is, this song is on the new record in a more condensed form, but this is the full treatment of Capital I, which is this song about a scientist who's trying to figure out why kids are so mean to each other. So. Let me try that again.
When he put his Bunsen burners all away and turned it to a playground in a petri dish where single cells would swing their fists at anything that looks like easy prey in a nature show that rages every day. It was any artist's intuition say we outlive in a capital I. Keeping it clean from the ground up to the sky. Some show no mercy, others are painfully shy. And he just wants to know the reason why. He just wants to know the reason why. He just wants to know the reason why. Now the reason why machinations and palindromes. It's anything but heroes, anything but heroes, anything but heroes. It says that we're all basically alone.
Thanks so much for playing with us, Andrew.
Sure, my pleasure.
What a delight. I got to tell you, it's ironic to me in a way that you have a film of sorts at the end of this disc or as part of bonus material, because I think your music is so cinematic. I think it's just perfect for film. Have you ever been on a soundtrack or a part of something?
I was part of a Tim Robbins movie, The Cradle Will Rock. Mm-hmm. They were using Thrills, our first record, as a soundtrack, and then they hired me to play on the actual soundtrack.
Yeah, I just see like a Darren Aronofsky thing.
But I haven't written anything for film yet, which I'd like to do, you know?
Yeah. You mean score as opposed
scoring,
to just including a tune?
That's what I originally wanted to do when I was younger, and then I found...
The chickens.
I found the chicken. Right. No, I found touring to be more like a real life... movie. It's like more exciting, honestly, than sitting in a studio
right
all day. But
as a side project.
Totally. I would be into it to check it out.
Wouldn't be a bad thing. I do want to ask you lastly too, Andrew, for those who followed or know even the littlest bit about your career and enjoyed Thrills and again, The Swimming Hour was such a great endeavor into pop, that first chance that we got to see you sort of, you know, go on into something probably more accessible than what you had done before. How much will you pull from all of your catalog during these live performances? Where do we get the meat of Andrew's live show?
I am doing mostly stuff from the new record, but I do one song from Swimming Hour, and I do kind of a Charlie Patton-like, Joseph Spence kind of weird little old-timey tune that harkens back to those older records. But
yeah.
I'd rather do covers of old tunes than do my old tunes, to tell you
right.
the truth. I mean, not covers of my tunes, but covers of tunes like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that's mostly what I'm doing. This is the new stuff.
Weather Systems is the new disc from Andrew Bird. He has been our guest here in Studio B this afternoon. Andrew, really, thanks for making the trip.
Sure. I want to say I'm playing with Vic Chestnut tonight. I'm actually playing first, so it'll be pretty early, like 9 o'clock or so.
Best of luck to you, Andrew. It is really remarkable music.